Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
What's going on, man? How's New Orleans?
Just had some gumbo. So I'm good, you know. At Leah Chase's restaurant, so I'm good. And I'm working on a C.J. McCollum diary this season. So sat down with him after practice yesterday for the latest installment. And you'll get a kick out of this. I've been, dining room interviewing him. And he, you know, answering some of my questions and stuff like that. All of a sudden on the TV on NBA Today, they showed like the Pelicans' last 10 games and the percentage of winning them. And it said that they would only win 3 out of 10. And to like watch him look at that list in real time was amazing, man. He looked like he was really upset about it. Like, oh, so ESPN says we're only going to win 3 games. But I'm like, oh, so that's how the players react. They act like they don't pay attention to this stuff. Like, he literally stopped our conversation so he could, you know, see what the percentages of each game were. And, yeah, it did basically say that they'll lose 7-10 and probably not make the postseason. But this was about 45 minutes after they announced the injury stuff for Zion and, Alvarado.
Yeah, well, they're doing what everybody else is doing, fighting injuries. Seems like the teams that are the healthiest have been the teams that are at the top, right? Nuggets have been healthy, Kings have been healthy. The Grizzlies have, you know, they missed Adams for a while. Jaw's been out for a little bit. Clark is now out, but for a while there, they were relatively healthy. Hell, everybody else, Cat just came back last night, so that'll make it interesting the rest of the season. The Warriors have battled it. Clippers are battling it now. Paul George out for a couple weeks, and then KD out. So then Zion out. It's like everybody is.
Oh my goodness!
I know, isn't it crazy this year in the Western Conference?
How close Andrew it Wiggins is out.
Andrew Wiggins out. So yeah, it's just it's bananas. Who can get healthy? What is the latest on KD?
When the Lakers, when the Warriors lost in the finals to Toronto, and I wonder if you remember this, like they had a team was just bludgeoned with injuries. And I remember DeMarcus Cousins said, man, I feel like I'm in a horror movie and I'm worried that I'm going to be killed next, you know, because of all the injuries. And I feel like this is the Western Conference now, man. Like everywhere you turn, there's some nightmarish injury like you just saw with Paul George or somebody going through something like Ja Morant or Andrew Wiggins, man. There's a lot going on in the West, and it's like the East is just relatively quiet, right? Like we don't see these kind of problems on the East side.
Now the East is like a normal NBA season, just a few injuries here or there, but just kind of cruise along. What's the latest on
Kevin Durant? As we was getting at KD.
Oh shoot, man! You know as much as me, man. I haven't heard anything good that suggests he'd be back tomorrow, you know, and I've been kind of debating on which game to go to because the Kings' magic number is 3, which means they could potentially clinch tomorrow, depending on what happens tonight. But then, you know, the Warriors are playing against the Sixers, right? So I haven't got to see them yet all season, and they're the Sixers. So I don't. Where would you go if you were me?
Probably Sixers Warriors.
Yeah, but if the Kings are in a position to clinch tomorrow,
that could be fun.
Think that scene in Sacramento.
It's gonna be a unique, right?
Yeah, probably if they're in a position to clinch, I'm sorry, Doc. I might have to go up north for that one, which is weird to say that, but you know, this thought of this I-80 series time, man, I'm starting to get more and more comfortable with the possibility of it.
I can't get there yet. I want to. I figure if I want it too much, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. We need to be spoiled.
Well, I know.
The basketball gods need to spoil us.
Trust me, the fans would love it. We would love it. It'd be awesome. That's why I can't think about it too much. Start thinking about it too much, then it's going to be office.
Yeah, so that'll be, then they'll jump up too high. You're Phoenix or somebody, right? They'll win too many and end up as the five seed. Talking to Mark Spears on the UMA guest line at ESPN and Anscape.com. What did you make of that play last night in the Warriors-Mavericks game? Tom and I were talking protests, and we went through the Hawks and Heat one that happened back in 2007. I think protest, I always think baseball, but Mark Cuban's got a gripe.
He does, but these things, what do they always end up being? Like an apology letter, right? Like, I mean, it's kind of a waste of energy on his part. I mean, obviously, the Warriors got the memo. They were taking the ball out on the right side.
Yeah.
I don't know where the communication went wrong. It's certainly strange. But, I mean, like, if they lose by 20, is he mad, right? Probably not. I mean, but as somebody told me earlier, like, if it was, like, anybody but Cuban, we'd probably be like, yeah, you know what, he's right. But he's cried wolf so many times that, you know, that, I think that letter is just, you know, probably going to collect dust on Adam Silver's death.
Might get a fine. Might get a nice fine out of it, you know?
Well, no, I think I think behind the scenes, the referee is going to get an interesting talking to. That crew, maybe they say something to them. And, you know, it certainly is a time where, like, that game does matter. But, I mean, like, what are they going to do? Like, how do you fix that? Like, it's ultimately, you know, yeah, Mark, I get it. I understand you're mad. But, you know, it's just a waste of time and energy.
Yeah. You know what he's going to tell him?
Not that he's ever done that before, right? Not that he's ever wasted time before.
No. He's going to tell him, go back to Shark Tank. All right? Go to your TV show. So where are you at with...
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
The Warriors now. I've only asked you this about 15 times this season. It's only one game. So I'm not going to go overboard with it. It's two. They beat the Rockets, but they should have beat the Rockets. But this is their best road win in, well, hell, they've only had two since late January. So maybe best road win of the year. Gary Payton hopefully coming back soon. Where are you at with this team? How much more do you need to see? Or do you think, you know what, if they get in, they're going to have a shot at it because who they are and what they've accomplished in the past?
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with your question because you probably get a different answer daily.
Yep.
With this team. I mean, if they're on the stock market, they'd be up and down like crazy. And then tomorrow, they really could get bludgeoned. You know, I kind of feel like the Bucks and the Celtics and the Sixers are like going around and slapping West teams just to let them know like who they are. Like with Sacramento... The two beatings, like Sacramento, I'm super excited about Sac, and then Milwaukee and Boston come in, and like, yeah, enjoy your certificate of participation in the playoffs. It ain't gonna be much more than that, right? Like, and so I mean, I'm actually really curious to see, like, what the Warriors do to stop a Joel Embiid. Like, I don't know if there is a means to do it, but this is where their lack of size is a problem to me. You know, it's the one thing that I've been really, really curious about, never really understood, why they don't have any size really on this team. Like, this is, you know, they got Division I college teams that are bigger than the Warriors. And I'm sure that, you know, Embiid is going to really try to, you know, accentuate that and punish them with that. And I mean, nobody can stop them anyway. But if there is a huge weakness from the Warriors, to me, it's lack of size. And it's never, hasn't been addressed in years. The one guy that could have addressed it is like balling in Detroit right now. Mm-hmm. Like, which is a different question, right? So I just think that I got to know what's going on with Wiggins before I can determine what I think this team will be. You know, it's good that they got a couple wins, you know, but they got some big tests ahead. So, you know, with Philly and Minnesota coming in, with Cat playing and Minnesota's trying to solidify themselves, like that game Sunday is really important as well. So it's like when I talked to CJ yesterday, he said, man, we're all in a scramble to rush to the finish now. And every game is so much more magnified because you win two, you lose two, you could go from fifth to tenth or tenth to fifth.
So Dallas is dealing with, after the loss last night, sitting in the nine spot and dangerous and missing the playoffs unless they you know, finish considerably over 500 probably in this final stretch. Talking to Mark Spears on the UMA guest line, what do you make of the Lakers? What have they looked like to you since they lost LeBron? We thought they were going to be dangerous, looked like they'd sort of rebuilt themselves into a contender at the deadline, and then LeBron goes down. But now we're here in final week of the season. I don't know how close or where you think they need to be. I think they're dangerous enough. I mean, him coming back is obviously a boost. What have you thought of them without him, and what do you think they'll be like when he comes back?
Well, I kind of think of LeBron and Zion in the same vein. They're talking about Zion potentially coming back for the last three games for the Pelicans. And if the Pelicans or the Lakers can get just in a playing position with their superstars back, it's like no telling what they could do. You know, it's certainly not out of the realm of possibility that you could see a Lakers with LeBron or a New Orleans with Zion playing against Denver or Memphis or Sacramento in the first round, depending on, you know, how that all shakes out. And, I mean, if LeBron's playing with the Lakers, who are you picking? You picking Denver, right?
Yeah.
I mean, some people might take the Lakers. So I think the good thing for them is like a guy like Austin Reeves is getting all kind of confidence right now. So when LeBron comes back, you know, he could be, a great, you know, role player for them and some more offense for them. I just think that this is like the Anthony Davis show now. They pay him a lot of money. He's supposed to be a top 10 player in the league. He has to lead them to me, he needs to lead them to a sixth spot. I don't know. It might be too much heavy lifting for him. But if he doesn't at least get him in a position to play in a playing game with LeBron, who knows what the Lakers might do after the season. They may decide to, you know, try to make some changes or something like that. Because if he can't lead them to that, then who knows what kind of faith they'll have in them going forward. But you got to, the Lakers, I think there's super pressure on now to at minimum have them in a playoff playing position by the time LeBron comes back.
Speaking of referee miscues, did you see what happened in the Oklahoma City Clippers game?
No, what happened there?
So, they end up losing by one to the Thunder. They're going to play again tonight. And Terrence Mann got kicked out of that game, two technicals. He got kicked out early in that game. And then the NBA rescinded it today. They rescinded the second technical.
Oh, no, I did see that.
I would be hot.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do about that one. But we lose a game by 1 point. We lose one of our better bench players that plays a lot for us. You kick him out, and then you say, nah, our bad. We're going to go ahead and take that one back.
Well, and that's the guy responding on Twitter to me. I actually posted that. He got rescinded. He said, I think that's a bigger deal than what happened to Dallas. You know, because the Clippers certainly need that victory. And, I spent some time with Terrence Mann. Actually, as crazy as this might sound, filming a television pilot in Napa a couple of months ago, and he's like the nicest dude in the world. So what he needs to get two texts, I have no idea, but that certainly doesn't seem part of his character.
They should, if you get ejected and then they rescind a tech after the game, you should get three texts for the next game. They should allot you three before your ejection. You should like get one back. Like you get one more. Yeah. Yeah. They can't be like, you know, hard. You can't like, you know, flagrant ones, things like that. You should get to spike a basketball in like a ref's face. Yeah.
Or kind of like a get out of jail free card.
Exactly.
Like a Monopoly card.
Yeah. Where he's like, all right, that's your one. It's like a yellow card. Yeah. It's like a yellow.
And then he just pulls it out of the pocket. No, out of his sock.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah, now I got this. Yeah, okay, you're right.
Yeah, then somebody, it's the second technical. He's gone. Oh, no, he had the yellow card. And so he gets to stay on. He gets to stay. All the penalties still work the same. Still the other team's balls, still two free throws, all the free throw, all that. But yeah, you get three.
The yellow card has to have Boogie Cousins on it. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, if Boogie was on the card.
You get it. You get out a tech card, has DeMarcus Cousins on the card. That would be great.
Well, if you kept in your sock, it may give you a rash.
That's that I did.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Have you, I know you don't vote anymore, but can you remember a year where there's a three-person race for the MVP, and it's yet to be decided?
Three.
Like, any one of these guys could win it. Nah, I'll go three. I'm not going four.
Well, who are you kicking out?
I'm kicking out Tatum. I think it's Giannis, Jokic, and Embiid. Those are the three.
But here lies the situation with it too. Like, it's kind of like what I said with the Warriors. Like, it goes up and down, it goes up and down. I mean, the Celtics, they still have the second best record in the league, right? And You got to look at the whole body to work the entire season. When I did vote, that's kind of how I waited until like the day after the regular season before I made any evaluation. But I mean, Celtics still could end up with the best record in the league, so that's why I would say I wouldn't kick them out the mix just yet.
Okay, but I am.
Okay.
But
all right.
Be that as it may, if you want to include him, go ahead. Can you remember a race this close with this many people involved?
Four? No. Mm-hmm. Can't. And I, you know, good luck to the guys and the ladies that are voting. the one thing I think the NBA puts the voter in a tough position too is there's no real like criteria that defines what they think the most valuable player is. Kind of like a beauty is in the eye of the beholder kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to have some people where I just don't think it's fair. Like, well, Joker hasn't done anything in the postseason, so he shouldn't get it. It's a regular season award. Steph Curry owns the postseason award right now, right? Like, focus on it being a regular season. You look at all 82 games, who you think had the greatest impact. But, I mean, I think that's, like, even to me, which even is sillier, is all NBA first, second, and third team. And it's like, okay, what's Jalen Green? Is he a guard or is he a forward, right? Is Joker a forward or a center? And so players end up, like, splitting votes based on their position, which, you know, I guess they're trying to still do it uniform. But when it comes to All-Star, it's two guards and three front-court players. But, like, Tom, over the years, how many times have you seen, like, Well, shoot, Tree Rollins got third team setup. You know, like, how did he get the, you know, this dude has no business being on the third team All-NBA, but because the centers are weak, a guy that's not even a top 25 player ends up making the third team. So, you know, I think in terms of the NBA, I think should just make it the five, who you think are the five best players in the league. Because if we look at what the MVP, right, like, two, they're all forwards, right? So, like, two of them guys could be on second team, which just seems really silly to me. They should all be on the first team, and whoever is the fifth best player, like, put them there.
Yeah. Maybe they got to do a Conn Smythe thing that the NHL does. And it'd probably be the same thing as the finals MVP. More often than not, I'm sure it would be. But they take into account the whole playoffs. Like, if you're the best player throughout the whole playoff run, you get the Conn Smythe trophy. Even if maybe you weren't the most valuable player of the finals, you still get that one. Maybe they should do something like that to separate the two, because I agree with you. People sometimes, they conflate, like, just because you didn't have a great playoffs or your team's not as good, that you don't deserve the MVP. It's like, no, those are two separate things. That's how you should look at it, separately. How much propaganda did you get when you were voting for MVPs from teams, from agents, from other people? How much of that stuff did you have to deal with?
Oh, man, all kind of weird things. You know, like T-shirts, hats, pennants. I got some, like, crystal thing before. There's a like a little mini plaque with videos in it. I could go on and on about all the, like, different weird stuff that I got. Some of it's cool, though. Some of it's kind of cool. But, yeah, no, I mean, I don't miss all those trying to track down FedEx, thinking I got a really important you know, piece of mail, and it's like, vote for Lori Markkanen T-shirt. You know what I mean? And I'm wasting all my day.
Lori Markkanen. Yeah, dude, that's a perfect level of player to use.
That is outstanding. Yeah. Well, we'll see you soon, I'm sure. I'll be seeing you throughout the course of the end of the season and the playoffs. So whatever game you choose, I'm sure it's going to be it'll be a good one. So enjoy yourself, and we will talk to you again next week, my friend.
Yeah, either game tomorrow is a great one. So a good day for basketball in NorCal, sure.
Absolutely.
See you, Mark.
Safe travels, man.
Peace.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.